how, like the brother said, they have an office for strategic lying. They want to lie to all the peoples of the world to justify their policies now. And they want to get away. Who's evil? Are we? And we invite them. I mean, we have nothing to lose. Look, the brother said, you may know, we've been out there in the street for over 19 years. Now, we just began our 20th year this month. It looks like March is the month of raiding Muslims. 19 years ago, they raided the Islamic Center on Mass Avenue. Today, yesterday, the day before, this week, they raided Muslims throughout Northern Virginia, Fairfax, Herndon, Falls Church, all over the place, raiding, the month of raiding. We've been speaking the truth. Come, if we say anything wrong, look, let me tell you something, because maybe some of you were here the last time we were in the press club. After that, I told Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, after that, some people called threatening. These were serious threats that, you know, the speaker who's speaking to you now, they're going to kill him. So what? I mean, we're not dealing here with human beings. We are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone wants to take this, Allah gave us this life, and Allah will take it back. And whoever wants to venture on something like that, they're not going to get away with it. They can't get away with it. There's a God. There's a God of justice. Not a God of indifference. Not a God of the abstract. This God is present. He sees. He is here. He watches. He knows. So we've been there. And they come and they say that, you know, they're going to eliminate us, or they're going to kill us, or they're going to silence us forever. They use plenty of words to make their point. Okay, so let them make their point. So what? And then one of these officials, the American Enterprise Institute, one of their secretaries called and said, we want a copy of that presentation. I told her, I don't have a copy of that presentation. This issue I deal with on a daily basis, and I presented it from my thoughts, not from paper. But I'm sure C-SPAN, if you want it, ask them. They'll send you the tapes. You know. He said, but can we have anything that you previously said, or any writings that you have, you write in certain places, and all of these things? I said, what are all these questions about? You're in the American Enterprise Institute. Why are you? She said, my boss, who happens to be Richard Pearl, his friend was watching the program. And his friend contacted him and told him, get everything this person has, whether it is written or whether it is spoken. We want everything that he has had, said before. So if you want everything, if you want to pick my mind, come to Massachusetts Avenue, come to the street. You can hear Islamic presentations there. If you can put up with the cold in the wintertime, and if you can put up with the scorching sun in the summertime. This is where we belong. So we invite you. Come to Massachusetts Avenue on Fridays at noontime for a communion with God, where we belong. They want us out of our homes, they want us out of our lands, and they want us out of our places of worship. So if you think that you've been dislocated, come and join us. And have Allah listen to your supplication and to your grievance. I think I'm running out of time. I would end it with this. And as far as the front line, I always refer to the clashes in occupied Palestine, in the Holy Land, as the front line of the clash between good and evil. And if there is a meeting of the forces of evil, it is represented by the Israeli Zionist Jewish government. And everyone, every government, every political establishment in the world that supports that evil establishment and government in Tel Aviv has joined the force